Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to the Shepherd's Call. Praise Yahweh. We've got a great show lined up for you. Call someone and tell them that the Shepherd's Call is on air. We're live tonight on Truth Radio, and this is the 23rd of November, the year 2001, so we are getting right on down the road toward a new world order. Tonight we're going to talk about secret things, and we hope that we have some information that may benefit you, as you are now a target of a lot of secret activities that are unbeknownst unto you and as well as myself. So we're going to look into probably one of the most covert spy operations in the whole world. And we're going to talk about the National Security Agency as it performs its agenda in bringing our national security in line and protecting our security. That's what it was set up for, and we just hope tonight that it's doing its job. We feel, maybe in certain areas, that they are overextending their authority, and yet today, since 9-1-1, we find out that many laws have been passed now to give these agencies almost a blank checkbook to write their own agenda with no Congress oversight committees in place to oversee these activities. Well, we've always known that the NSA operation is one of the ones that operate outside congressional oversights anyway. And we're going to deal with them tonight. Praise Yahweh. We're going to use a scripture tonight for our text. And we're going into the 19th chapter of the book of John. And we're going down to the 38th verse. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came, therefore, and took the body of the Messiah away. And, of course, we know that he bought a mixture of myrrh and aloes and 100-pound weights. And he took this body, bound it in a linen cloth, and prepared it for burial. The key here is secretly for fear of the Jews. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we suspect, by looking into our government operation today, and we have a right to do that, we have a right to question, we have a right to ask our congressmen and our senators to perform their duties and their task on behalf of us, the concerned citizens that live in this country. However, today we are aware also that there is also a powerful lobbying committee that is set up in Washington, D.C., has been here since 1919, started about that time to get very powerful, and I'm talking about the Jewish lobby. Now, this man, Joseph of Arimathea, supposedly an uncle of the Messiah, he worshiped the Messiah secretly. Now, we want to get into some of the secret reasons of why that we should look into the secret covert operations of the NSA. Now, we're going to start in systematic, fundamentally exploring the use or the cause of NASA or the NSA, the National Security Agency, and we're going to first mention their operation schedule and their missions. First of all, communications intelligence. One of the first objectives of the NSA is to gather communications intelligence. That means, ladies and gentlemen, that they have a broad checkbook, blank check, to look into all of the communications, not only in the United States proper, but they have intelligence computers that they are now looking into every individual upon the planet that is deemed a threat to national security. Now, unbeknownst to you or to me, you'll find yourself, whether you are a model citizen or not, you are in the computer roles of the National Security Agency, and they monitor periodically all the communications that go across the United States and the world. Now they have broadened their search, and now they cover the world. Matter of fact, they know through, just like cell phone usage, they look for certain keys. When you pick up a telephone, and here is a little tidbit of information for you, you do not even have to have the telephone lifted from the receiver for it to be a listening device wherever that you're at. Conversations can be monitored, if they so desire, by simply monitoring the conversation, and you don't even have to be online to do so. So these receivers that they have inside your homes today are now possible, can be used for this, possible listening devices to even detect your communications in private. Now, is that invasive? Well, we'll see as we go along. Now, the second is domestic intelligence. That's the number two agenda. First is signal intelligence. The third is communication intelligence. And the fourth is the domestic intelligence. Independently, they operate and target citizens of the United States as a potentially dangerous to the security of the United States. And then you become a marked or a flagged a target in their computer network. Now, the NSA's domestic electronic surveillance network is vast. They have signals intelligent remote computer tampering. They can detect the EMF fields in humans for surveillance, and that is fascinating, ladies and gentlemen. I just can't wait hardly to get into that and explore and reveal to you some of the abilities that they have, the capabilities of detecting these electronic. You know, we spoke about that in the Ascended Masters, the EMF fields in humans for surveillance, so they can invade your electronic frequency generator, which is nothing but the mind, and they can go in and detect and use it for surveillance to actually read your thoughts. Now, I know this sounds science fictional way out, but ladies and gentlemen, now the technology exists. It's just a matter of us now catching up. Now, here's something that might be of great interest for you, and that is that the NSA, the National Security Agency, one of the most powerful spy secret operating bodies in the world, have access to, and we're going to give you an astounding figure here, but this is all documented, that they have technology in computers and listening devices and communications intelligence that they are at least 10 to 15 years ahead of the average computer that is now sitting in the homes of America. Now, we repeat, the National Security Agency has in their possession the most powerful and advanced computer system network in the world. These are computers that are so advanced they are at least 10 to 15 years ahead of the commercial grade computers that go out to the average person for commercial use. Now, capabilities of the NSA operatives using the RNM wave factors, and we'll get into that. The NSA signals intelligent electronic brain link technology, and that, ladies and gentlemen, you won't believe what's going on here. Now, we're going to give you some examples of EMF brain stimulation techniques and resources, and we're going to give you some in-depth look at the remote RNM devices. And we're going to actually talk about spotters and walk-bys in the metropolitan areas and the chemicals and the drug end of this thing, because it plays a very important part. And we're going to go into the intelligence / anti-terrorist equipment resources as we look into some of these procedures that is used by NASA or our NSA, National Security Agency. And we're going to start now with the community or communications intelligence. Now, number one, they blanket all coverage of all. Now listen, blanket coverage, they do a blanket coverage of all electronic communication in the United States and the world to ensure national security. I repeat that. They enforce blanket coverage of all electronic communications in the United States and the world at large. Now, by certain words of your own device, you trigger these National Security Agency computers to pick up on your conversation. There are key words that are given commands into the master computer. And this triggers a listening device, and this is automatically recorded. And then we have thousands of these NASA or these NSA's listening personnel to come in and listen to all of the conversation. Now, what it does is systematically targets these communications. If you use certain keywords, then it keys you in and it opens up the security line, and they begin to monitor or to record the very conversation. Now, the NSA operation is stationed primarily at Fort Meade, Maryland, and as I've already indicated, has the most advanced computers in the world since the early 60s. Now, I've done told you that this technology is developed and implemented in secret from private corporations, academia, and the general public. It is from these that they draw their technology, and they have first call on all of the advanced technology that is deemed essential for national security. Now, that's how that they operate, and they have a first pick of any technology that has to have or go to the government for authorization to operate in the patent offices of the United States or for the world in general. And as you know, we, the United States, leads the world in communications technology. So then, the National Security Agency has an advantage over other spy groups. And ladies and gentlemen, they know a lot more and they see a lot more than they're actually revealing to the general public. Now, we're going to look at the signal intelligence. The signal intelligence mission of the NSA has evolved into a program of decoding, listen to this, EMF waves in the environment for wirelessly tapping into computers and tracking persons with the electronic currents in their bodies. Now, I gave you in the Ascending Master series that we are under a electromagnetic bombardment daily by all of these listening devices that are placed conveniently so that the NSA can pick up on the general feeling or the general sayings or the major language that is being coded into their computers, and then decoded as they download it into these listening posts around the world. And these signals are all fed in to the computer at Fort Meade, Maryland, where they are undergoing scrutiny, and I'm telling you, intense scrutiny for our national security, they say, is involved. Now, the signal intelligence device is based on the fact that everything in the environment with an electrical current, now we're talking about the mind of man also, has a magnetic flux around it, and I told you a frequency fence is the word that I like to use, and it gives off these electromagnetic waves that they can detect and pick up. The NSA has developed advanced digital equipment which can remotely analyze all objects, whether man-made or organic, that have electrical activity. Now, this is an astounding statement, as we are now looking into the secret reasons why that our government is 10 to 20 years in advance of where you stand at this present time. Now, I predict in 20 years we will know, the general public will know most of what that I'm talking about here and have talked about in the past in these electromagnetic wave functions, as it will be common knowledge in 10 to 15 years, and they themselves will then be 10 to 20 years advanced in other fields as they go looking for other ways and means of secretly, covertly operating undetected at even in our branch of our Congress. Senate has no oversight committees. There is no budget reported in these areas of where I'm talking about, and I'm talking about the National Security Agency, which has an unlimited budget to function, and its primary goals and function is communications intelligence. And ladies and gentlemen, they do a wonderful job. Now, the NSA has records on all United States citizens. I'm going to repeat that for you in case you thought that you yourself wasn't involved. The National Security Agency has records on all U.S. citizens. The NSA gathers information on U.S. citizens who might be of interest to any of the over 50,000 NSA agents. These agents are authorized by executive order to spy anytime on anyone. The NSA has a permanent national security anti-terrorist surveillance network in place. This surveillance network is completely disguised and hidden covertly from the public. Tracking individuals in the United States is easily and cost-effectively implemented with the NSA's electronic surveillance network. This network covers the entire United States and involves tens of thousands of NSA personnel, and it tracks millions of persons simultaneously, and its cost-effective implementation of operations is now assured by NSA computer technology far advanced and designed to minimize operational cost. Now, I said that certain words that you say in a communicational manner triggers these electronic listening devices, and ladies and gentlemen, if you only knew where these devices were, I've done told you that your television, your radio, or your telephone can be turned in to a listening device without it even being activated, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is a something that we are, most of us, the common man or woman, is not aware of. NSA personnel serve in public positions in their communities and run covert businesses and legitimate business also that can inform the intelligence community of persons who would want to be tracked by the NSA. Personnel in the community usually have cover identities such as social workers. There you go. Have you invited one in lately? Lawyers, of all people, and business owners. Now, this, they have recruited large business especially to spy and to look into the daily activities of their workers. We know that there is a lawsuit that is going on as I speak about this very thing. NSA personnel can control the lives of hundreds of thousands of individuals in the United States or the world at large by using the NSA's domestic intelligence network and cover businesses. The operations independently run by them can sometimes go beyond the bounds of the law and most often do. Long-term control and sabotage of tens of thousands of unwittingly citizens by the NSA operatives is likely to happen. NSA has the ability to covertly assassinate U.S. citizens or run covert psychological control operations to cause the subject to be diagnosed with ill mental health. Now, why is it that Joseph of Arimathea worshipped the Messiah, Yahweh, Shua, secretly? So these secret things, now the Bible also says that there is nothing done in secret that will not be brought to light. We wonder how long that these covert secret operations of these master spy networks, how long that they are going to exist without being exposed for what they really do. Now remember, Joseph of Arimathea was afraid of the Jews. Now I have reported to you that President Clinton, and we could go on president after president, including our current president, George Bush Jr., that the Jews make up over 80% of the national security operation, meaning that they have the president's ear at every meeting. And so about 8 out of 11 of his advisors today are Jewish in their nationality. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're down at the bottom there. It's Pastor Buddy. We're talking about the National Security Agency secret operations in the United States and the world. We'll be back after the break with more on NASA's Electronic Surveillance Network. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you with us tonight. Praise Yahweh. We've got a good one going here tonight. We're talking about secret things, and our text is in the 19th chapter of John and the 38th verse with Joseph of Arimathea being a disciple of the Messiah, but secretly for fear of the Jews. It's going to come to the time, ladies and gentlemen, that you cannot even open your mouth or even think. Now, they can pick up these thought wave patterns with this electronic surveillance network and their cellular arrangement, and it is awesome what they can do. Now, the NSA, the National Security Agency, that's what we're talking about in this segment tonight, obtains blanket coverage of information in the United States by using advanced computers that use artificial intelligence to screen all communications, irregardless of the medium. For keywords that should be brought to the attention of the NSA agent or the cryptologist, these computers monitor all communications at the transmitting and receiving ends. This blanket coverage of the United States is a result of the NSA's signal intelligence mission as it was set up for this very purpose. Now, is this intrusive to your privacy? We'll see. The National Security Agency's electronic surveillance network is based on cellular arrangements to or of devices that can monitor the entire electronic magnification spectrum. This equipment was developed, implemented, and kept secret in the same manner as other electronic warfare programs. With this technology, the NSA personnel can non-obtrusively tap into any, and I repeat, any communication device in existence. Let me read that again. Can tap into any communication device in existence. This includes computers, telephones, radio and video-based devices, printers, car electronics, and even the minute electrical fields in humans. And there, ladies and gentlemen, is the astounding part of this secret technology. Even the minute electrical fields that is based in humans for tracking individuals. And you thought you would need a chip. Well, you've been tracked for a long time without it. Now, let's go into the remote computer tampering aspect of this segment. The NSA keeps track, listen to this now, all you PC, private PC owners, they keep track of all PCs and other computers sold in the United States. This is an integral part of the domestic intelligence network apparatus. The NSA's EMF equipment can tune in to RF emissions from personal computer circuit boards. Are you listening? You that use computers, remember that the National Security Agency's EMF equipment can tune in to RF emissions from your personal computer circuit boards. By filtering out emissions from monitors and power supplies, the RF emission from a PC circuit board contains digital information in the PC. Coded RF waves from the NSA's equipment can resonate PC circuits and change data in the PCs. Thus, the NSA can gain wireless modem-style entry into any computer in the country for surveillance of anti-terrorist electronic warfare. Now, my question to you. With all of those operating on 911 or before 911 with the signal transmissions and the computers that they were using for these, do you believe that our government knew beforehand about the plans, or were they encouraging these plans to help with the spy capabilities laws now being passed? We have literally signed away our freedom, and it has been reported along the network that the people of the United States will forever be changed with nothing ever being the same. Now, let me get into this detecting EMF fields in humans for surveillance. This is fascinating. A subject's bioelectric field can be remotely detected, so subjects can be monitored anywhere that they are. Now, did you ever think that you are an electronic device that is sending out these EMF signals, and that the National Security Agency can tap into that very signal process? With a special EMF equipment, the NSA cryptologist can remotely read invoked potentials from the EEGs. These can be decoded into a person's brain states and thoughts. The subject is then perfectly monitored from a remote distance. Now, that bears repeating. You can send out signals that can be decoded, and they can be read as a brain states and thoughts, then they can be, you can be perfectly monitored from a distance. NSA personnel can dial up any individual in the country on the Signals Intelligence EMF scanning network. Now let me repeat this. NSA personnel can dial up any individual in the country just on the power of your own transmitting mind or your electronic frequency, which your heart is a electric device and your mind is more powerful than any organ in the body. With the mind, you can send out faults that go out into the universe and are forever recorded there in a digital electronic fashion, and these can be retrieved and looked at by the EMF equipment that the National Security Agent cryptologist can remotely read from a distance. Now, is that amazing or is that amazing? Are we living in a world of high-tech secret operations, and you wonder why that we're going down the road to a new world order? We're already there, praise Yahweh, and we will stay there until the Father determines that the time is finished, and then the Father that seeth in secret and heareth in secret, you will no longer have to be secretly afraid of the Jews, who I suspect is running the National Security Agency. They have a voice there so powerful that all of the rest of the other secret networks, they tremble as NASA or NSA, the National Security Agency, has a powerful, powerful secret electronic system that can even detect EMF fields in humans for surveillance. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is 10 to 15 years in advance. They have that technology now and have had it for quite some time, and they're operating at least 10 to 15 years or maybe 20, I suspect, in secret covert operations that even you or myself are not aware of. These things are common knowledge. You can get this information readily on the internet. This is obtainable from a lot of sources, and we, as I have told you, that there's a lot of people that are bringing court suits against the National Security Agency just for this intrusion. Now, you will never hear it on your press, though, ladies and gentlemen. That is another Jewish-controlled spy apparatus network that gathers intelligence from around the world. Then they spin doctors, these Jewish spin doctors, put their own spin up on the advance, and these are very advanced professionals that are operating behind the scenes through these secret organizations. Now, the NSA signal intelligence uses the EMF brain stimulation for remote neutral monitoring and electronic brain links, which is better known as the EBLs. The EMF brain stimulation has been in development since the MKUltra program. Now, MK standing for Mind Control Ultra program, since the earliest, get this now, 1950s, which included neurological research into radiation, non-ionizing EMF, and bioelectric research and development. The resulting secret technology is categorized at the National Security Archives as radiation intelligence, defined as information from unintentional electronic waves in the environment, not including radioactivity or nuclear detonation. Now, they can monitor these radiation intelligent waves and keep up, and you are just a little nuclear device sending out signals, and therefore they have learned, or they have developed the technology to control or to monitor. Now, when I said control the mind process, not only can they listen to the mind, they can control it from a remote distance. And that's why some of these things that are unexplainable are happening going on today, such as the kamikaze pilots that are flying planes, these bombers that are strapped with these high explosives and things of this nature, could be under direct influence through artificial intelligence control. Now, the NSA monitors all available information and withholds scientific research from the public. They are also international intelligence agency agreements to keep this technology secret. And, of course, this falls, again, under national security, which is a very, very touchy subject today. The National Security Agent has electronic equipment that analyzes electronic activity in humans from a distance. So the NSA computer-generated brain mapping can continuously monitor all the electronic activity in a dye brain continuously. The NASA records aid decodes individual brain maps of hundreds of thousands of persons for national security purposes. EMF brain stimulation is also secretly used by the military for brain-to-computer link. Now, if we have 15 or 20 years advanced technology already being employed, what do you think of the next 15 to 20 years is going to bring in? For instance, in military aircraft, for example, they can fly these planes with a remote brain-to-computer links, and we suspect a lot of this is going on today. You can read in between the lines of what I'm talking about. So for electronic surveillance purposes, electronic activity in the speech center of the brain can be translated into the subject's verbal thoughts. Now get this. This is awesome technology. Electronic surveillance purposes can direct electrical activity into the speech center of the brain and can be translated into the subject's verbal thoughts. Remember that a lot of folks that are abducted, or a better word is kidnapped, with these UFOs, these giant chariots that fall down out of the sky soundlessly, and then they take on persons. They can abduct individuals who are under severe mind control techniques. They hear a voice to go to the back door, to step out in the backyard. In their head, they hear this voice in their head, and they obey in a hypnotic trance. They walk out, or they obey these signals as if they are in a dream or they are sleepwalking. Now, This is amazing. They can also go directly with this audio communication direct to the brain, bypassing the ears. So then you are in a dream state. National security agent operatives can use this to covertly debilitate subjects for simulating auditory or auditory hallucinations characteristic of paranoid schizophrenia. Now, that is a lot of activity right there. If you've ever been around someone that has schizophrenia, knowing that they have split personalities or minds that do one thing and the brain is saying do another, and they follow the operative of the brain, even going against the natural use, or knowing in a physical state that this is not correct, but they obey in a paranoid schizophrenic way. This is by stimulating the audio, and it produces hallucinations into the schizophrenic area of their minds without any contact with the subject. This is all done by remote neutral monitoring and can map out electrical activity from the visual cortex of a subject's brain and show images from the subject's brain on a video monitor thousands of miles away. The national security operatives see what the surveillance subject's eyes are seeing. Visual memory can also be seen. The RNM can send images direct to the visual cortex, bypassing the eyes and the optic nerves, and these operatives can use this to put images in a surveillance subject's brain while they are in the REM sleep for brain programming purposes. Now, this is so far out that it amazes anyone that is trying to get a handle on where we're at. Listen now, they have the technology of 15 to 20 years in advance, and they're operating from this premise of secret technology that is not given to the world at large, meaning that this technology will be released little by little in 15 to 20 years from now, when it is no longer considered technology that is worth keeping because of the rate of increase of knowledge, and the Bible speaks of it, that the knowledge will increase drastically in the last days. And here we are in the capabilities of operating these operatives using the RNM signal devices into the cortex of the brain. There has been a signals intelligent network in the United States since the 1940s. The National Security Agency at Fort Meade has in place a vast two-way wireless RNM system which is used to track subjects and non-invasively monitor audio-visual information in their brain. This is all done with no physical contact with the subject. The RNM is the ultimate method of surveillance and domestic intelligence. Speech and 3D sound and sublingual audio can be sent to the auditory cortex of the subject's brain, bypassing the ears, and images can be sent into the visual cortex, and these RNM can alter a subject's perceptions, moods, and motor control, and the activity of the brain. Speech cortex, auditory cortex link has become the ultimate communication systems for the intelligence community. The RNM allows for a complete audio-visual brain-to link or a brain-to-computer link. And ladies and gentlemen, these are getting to where that nothing new under the sun. What is to be has already been. Here we see in the 19th chapter of John, and again the 38th verse, that Joseph of Arimathea was a secret disciple of the Messiah, because he feared the Jews. Is it coming to the point where that we will have to hide, and even our thoughts that are suppressed, now you can't do anything without fear of being tagged a racist or a hate mongrel or things of this nature, and to be charged under these laws that they have got passed in the hate crime department? Well, your local agency in the FBI and the NSA, they are covertly working overtime to pursue the advantage of 15 to 20 years of technology down the road ahead of you. And when we catch up, they will be another 15 to 20 years advanced into the future. We've already talked to you about how that they can alter time, or in a word, warp time. This is through the Tesla technology that was developed in the 30s, ladies and gentlemen, and perfected in the 40s and utilized in the 50s. And from the 50s on, we have been in a covert, secret operation to really monitor and control the human mind upon the earth. And that, again, is intrusive and very scary. Well, you're listening to The Shepherd's Call. This is Pastor Buddy. We're talking about the great spy technology apparatuses that are being set up, especially in the United States. We also suspect that Israel, the Mossad, and also the KGB, and we are talking about these covert operators in the British intelligence operation, and also in France, some of the advanced nations. China is now being deliberately given all of this advanced technology, these supercomputers that can arm, tip these nuclear weapons that can fly for a distance of over 9,000 miles and strike the shores of the United States. And ladies and gentlemen, why that we're giving them that technology, knowing somewhere down the road that they will use it eventually against the citizens of the United States, is beyond me, unless there is a diabolical plot to destroy our nation, and these covert operators are in on it, or these participants that work within these spy apparatuses are all under the cloak of enemies within. So that's just for some food for thought, and we appreciate you listening tonight. I am sponsored by Miracle 2. Let me give you my sponsor's telephone numbers that you can call. These are sponsors that keep the Shepherd's Call on the air, and that is 866. This is a toll-free number. This number is 866-761-0438. This is Brother Eric. You can get a hold of Brother Eric by dialing this toll-free number in the continental United States. If you're on foreign nation, from a foreign nation, this toll-free number will not work. But if you'll call me here, I can give you his home number, and you can contact Eric at his home number. This is 866-761-0438 if you're in the continental United States, toll-free. And if you would like to contact Dr. Jack, you just simply dial 888-281-7320. Or you can call Dr. Gary at 877-289-7439. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call, if you'd like to call me tonight, simply 423-626-2172. My address is Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. This is Pastor Buddy. We'll see you Monday come 8 p.m., and this is the Shepherd's Call. Yahweh bless all of Jacob Israel, wherever you may be, in the secret things of your heart. Praise Yahweh.